Hi, my name is Felicia, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had a charge on my credit card for purchase.
Are you on a speakerphone? Because I can barely hear you, sir.
Hold on a minute. All right, can you hear me now?
You still sound a bit muffled.
Ma'am, oh, let me get in a quieter place. Can you hear me now, ma'am?
I can hear you better. How can I help you?
Yes, I've had a charge to my Sears credit card, and on the card it's showing this is the shop value. I didn't make any purchase of anything for shop value. And the lady gave me a, she canceled something, and she transferred me to you. But the
What's your
charge is
first
for
and last
56.
name?
My first name is James. My last name is Hembry.
And your address, please.
It's well, I live in, I got a different address, but the bill goes to 850 Shirley Street, Calhoun Falls, South Carolina.
Okay, thank you. So it looks like back in May, you completed a survey, which could have been with Costco, Amazon, and maybe your cell phone provider. And do you recall
Yeah.
ordering the tactical bag?
No, ma'am, I
And
don't.
it's like a military bag, and you paid $5.74 for postage and handling?
Oh, no, ma'am, I don't remember ordering
Okay, because the post office shows that it was delivered to your address.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think someone else in
Well,
your household could have placed the order?
I'll have to ask. But I
Okay.
didn't order it.
Okay, so I can go ahead and start an investigation, Mr. James. So what we'll do is
Yeah.
contact the local police department and provide
Right.
them the IP address where the order originated from, and they can compare
Right.
with where it was delivered to. So I'll go ahead and
Right.
start the investigation on my end. Give
Could
me one.
this have
Go
been
ahead.
well, I got my son's name is James too. Let me ask him.
You want to
Say
ask him and then give us a call back?
Yes, ma'am, but let me see what's going on with him,
Okay.
because he got the same name as I have. I'm a senior, he's a junior.
Okay, so if you
But
want to
I
ask him, Mr. James, and call us back, I can go ahead and notate your account that you're going to ask and then call us back. And then if your son is not ordered, we'll definitely do an investigation on it to get this rectified for you.
Okay. What is this? What's so great about a tactical bag? Is that what they're saying that was ordered?
Yes, sir. It's like a military bag.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me investigate on my end. Do you have a number where I can call you back?
I don't have a direct number, but I'm going to notate your account so when you do call back in, the next agent will know how to take care of the account for you and get this taken care of.
Okay. Well, at any rate, I don't want no charges to me for nothing. If he ordered a bag and it was, how much you say it was?
It's $56.95.
The bag was $56.
That's the membership. He only paid $5.74 initially to have it mailed out, and then there's a monthly membership.
Well, that must have been an issue where he thought he was getting something for a cheap price, but didn't realize that because I let him use my card because he's a student at Lander College.
Yes, sir. And you
But
didn't authorize the payment for him?
no, ma'am, I didn't.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get everything canceled out for you.
Okay, I do let him use my card to buy certain things. But if it was an advertisement for a bag for, but he didn't say nothing about no membership.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and start the investigation, Mr. James, if you stated that you did not authorize the payment. And I can go ahead and get that reversal back for you.
I did authorize him to use my card to get certain items for school. And if he found something he thought he was getting cheap, but he was misled by false advertisement for something that was supposed to have been a certain price, then I'm going to get my lawyer. And then I'm gonna get you guys for false advertisement.
It's not false advertising, because if your son read over his terms and conditions, in which your attorney will be happy to explain to you, it states that have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize your card to be billed monthly for the membership, which is $56.95.
I don't authorize that.
No, terms, when your son placed that order, he has to read over the terms. Well, that is a legal and binding contract. So your attorney would be glad to explain to you that, yes, your son was supposed to have read the terms because he did authorize that payment. So your attorney will be happy to explain that that is a valid transaction. It's not anything misleading, because that was explained to him before he placed the order. So if you go on there and put your information in without reading, then that can
you
very well explain why he...
You're a bunch of damn crooks is what y'all are.
No, your son did not read over those terms and conditions.
Well, I'm just going to just send me to that address. Just send me whatever you got, and I'll carry it to my lawyer. But I'm going to turn
totally
this in. I'm gonna turn this into my credit card company. And
I'm actually emailing the credit card company now with a copy of the order that was placed and a copy of those terms. So they will also explain that charge is valid because he did agree to those terms.
Well, I'm telling you right now, cancel me for any damn thing you got.
I can go ahead and cancel the account.
You bunch of damn crooks aren't going to rob from me.
No one's trying to rob you.
Bullshit.
Is your son just placed the order without reading his terms, sir? So speak with your son about placing orders and make sure that he knows that he has to read over terms and conditions.
You can send me whatever you got saying I owe you, but I'm gonna contact my credit card company and let them know what kind of damn crooks I'm dealing with.
I'm going to reach out to the credit card company as well and explain to them that your son did place the order and receive that bag.
I don't know if he did or not.
Well, I'm looking at the order now, and it was delivered to the address that you verified.
Well, did anybody sign for the package?
You can ask your son. So I will go ahead and get a courtesy temporary refund. 15 miles
from where this address is, and if it got stolen, I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and issue a temporary courtesy refund, and I'll contact the local police department. I'll provide your information where the order was placed and the IP address, and they will penalize you if this is a false claim. So just keep that in mind, and it will go to court costs. And also be reported to the credit bureau.
I don't give a damn what you do.
That's fine, sir. So I'll go ahead and notify the credit card company as well, and you can have your attorney to reach back out to us. Is there anything else for you, Mr. James?
You ain't got to call me Mr. either whenever you disrespect me and try and rob me.
No one is robbing you, son. Sorry. Make sure that your son read over those terms and conditions whenever he places an online order. Is there anything else for you?
I don't care if you do it with an IP address or whatever. Because I know people can get different IP addresses.
It comes from your location whenever the order is placed.
Well, you do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I got to do.
Okay. Well, sir, I do thank you for calling Customer Care. I hope you have a wonderful day.